Valerie Smith and Liberty Pike, a fine band. They have a brand new album out. The name of the album is Small Town Heroes. It's on Bell Buckle Records. We're going to have a nice visit with Valerie Smith to talk all about the album and the band members and everything that went into this very special recording. This is Valerie Smith with Liberty Pike. I'm really happy to welcome, for the first time, to Unreal Bluegrass, Valerie Smith. How are you, Valerie?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, I'm so happy that we had a chance to talk. I've been a fan of yours for so long, and we've crossed paths so many times, and now I get to talk to you, and you get to tell everybody about the new Small Town Heroes from Valerie Smith and Liberty Pike.
Yes, just fresh off the press. You have one that's before it's even released, so...
I'm such a lucky guy.
Well, or either you just happened, I just wanted to give it to you first, you know.
It was destiny.
It was destiny.
So let's talk about it a little bit. First of all, it's going to be out, what do you think the release date would be?
October 2nd.
Okay. All right, so it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Coming up.
And let's talk about, I'm always curious about song selection, and tell me about the people in your band, and then we'll talk some about some of the songs, and then we'll just talk about you in general.
This album, I got on a plane and I flew to Baltimore from Tennessee to meet Tom Gray and some chosen folks to do a project. And it was based upon the soul and the feel of the Seldom Seen Band. And I wanted to learn about that feel as a musician. I've done a lot of albums. And this was just one of this was just another project of learning and growing, like most of my projects. And the picture that I wanted to paint was an album about real people and about real heroes every day that we meet that make our world more colorful. And so when I found the right people for the album on the East Coast, that was really ingrained richly in that style and that sound, it was time to get to work. So for 3 years, worked with them, did shows with them, thought about songs. Finally, I had all the songs chosen, and it kind of created itself, and it was called Small Town Heroes. And Tom Gray is on there, who's legendary, a two-time Hall of Fame inductee into the International Bluegrass Music Association, and well has been as part of Seldom Seen and was the country gentleman. So I had a really great mentor, Lisa K. Howard Hughes, mandolin and vocals, Wally Hughes, dobro, fiddle, and vocals, as well as Joe Zahner on the mandolin and guitar. And the vocals was something that I really wanted to focus on. I wanted this album to be all about the song and the lyrics and the vocals, and I really centered it around that. And Tom and I both agreed that that's what this whole venture was about.
Well, you are wise. First of all, you have a lot of wisdom in your own music, but if you can tap Tom Gray's knowledge, what a wonderful opportunity, and it sounds like you took advantage of it.
Of course, who wouldn't? I mean, who would not take advantage of an opportunity like that? As a matter of fact, he offered a song to the project, a song that he wrote many years ago about his bass that he's played through many years.
Oh, these many years.
Oh, you know, through many artists, Emmy Lou Harris and on. And the name of his bass, her name's called Bessie, and he wrote a song called Bessie's Tune. And I asked him, I said, would you put that on the album? And he sang it and played it, and it's just so...
So we hear Tom Gray singing Bessie's Tune.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You have some things. I mean, you have Little Liza Jane, I think, is instantly recognizable by everybody.
Oh, yeah. And oddly enough, that was inspired by Nina Simone. But I transferred it into a bluegrass feel because I like it.
You don't listen to Nina Simone.
I listen to a lot of music, and I study a lot of music. And
I'm a Nina Simone fan. The reason I asked you when you said that, I thought I should have expected that from you, because I know that you do jazzy kind of things on the side. And
I like soulful music, and whether it's bluegrass soulful, country soulful, blues, jazz. You know, I like soulful artists, and Nina Simone is one of those rare soulful singers. And I watched the documentary, and this was a song that she did live at the Met. And, of course, at the beginning, her notable way is, give me my tambourine. I'm going to play my tambourine on the song. And I heard it and I fell in love with it, and I knew I could do it, nothing like she did it, because she just penned it so much. But I wanted a version of it that fit this album, because Little Eyes of Jane just, again, matched the color and texture of the songs.
I knew that we had something else in common other than bluegrass, and I forgot until you mentioned that. So now, and I'm glad, because now I'm thinking, oh yes, now I remember why I wanted to talk to Valerie. Just in general, I would have talked to you about whether you had a new album out or not, but I knew that you had that interest, and when you mentioned that, I knew where it came from.
Yeah.
You have, talk a little bit about some of the songs that you have on here. We can't cover them all because they're going to eventually throw us out of this
hall. Winning song written by Dave Morris, Don Kinney, and Mitch Matthews called Something About a Train, and that was a Chris Austin award-winning song, and they let me put it on this album, and I love it because it talks about going all the way through the United States and experiencing the world through riding on a train. Bottle of Tears, written by Everett Brown, that's my one gospel tune. So Long, Lindy Town, a coal mining song. Winter's Dream, a song that I wrote with a Dillard's feel. I'm a big Dillard's fan.
Really?
I am. I'm from Missouri, so... Bluegrass dollars, it's the reality of the money that you make doing bluegrass music.
which is just bundles and bundles and bundles.
So much money, so much. And it's kind of a tongue-cheek, happy, fun song to listen to.
But you do it because you love it.
Well, and it features Wally Hughes, who's in my band, who has a great voice. Sounds just like Glenn Campbell, or better. I don't know, he sounds wonderful. I took Mama to the Opry. Great song. Don't wait too long to take your mom to the Opry. It's a good place to go. Then my friend Sarah Majors wrote Small Town Hero, which is the single on my album, the featured one. But something about that train's kind of took a life of its own on this album, too. Farmer's Prayer is one that I wrote. I come from a farming family. Wall Street, it's all about what's going on in today's world, about how Wall Street stole Main Street. Now Easy Street's gone. And Wayfaring Stranger, a public domain song that, again, inspired by that soulfulness of like Nina Simone and those kind of singers.
There's so many takes on Wayfaring Stranger, and I've not heard this one yet, but it can be blues, it can be you name it. What's your approach to this? Tell me before I listen to it.
This one just breathes the soul of the words to the song through an edge of just, I would say, Nina Simone to, you know, to Valerie Smith. This song, to me, I was at a very low time in my life. I wasn't well. I didn't feel good. There was just a lot of changes going on in my life. And the night Whitney Houston died, I was in New York City. And the way that she died was so sad to me. It had a profound effect that somebody with that much talent could die in such a way, and it'd be all over TV and in front of her children and the family, and it saddened me, and it was before I was to sing at a theater in New York, and I sang Wayfaring Stranger because I thought, you know, we're just on this earth for so long, and we have to love it and enjoy it, and then someday, you know, maybe we'll get up there and see the people we love. And so this song was just sung from the heart and arranged from the heart, and it's just me.
Valerie, you draw so many influences into your music, not just the music that you hear, but that event has now become part of a song that's on your album. And I knew this about you, that you draw from life experiences, and you're an artist, and that's what you do, is you sing those experiences, and it influences your songs, and now it's part of your musical resume, if you want to say. Now, that event... Not that that was the reason for it, but now you use that and it has affected your music.
Well, I record albums to share art. You know, people record albums for lots of different reasons, but all of my CDs are concept CDs. Sometimes songs just reflect a place that I am in my life. I guess I view music and singing and artistry as though I'm putting a Monet painting on the wall, and I hope that you know, it may be impressionistic to some people where they have to stand far back and look at it and then see the whole picture of really what it all means to that artist and hope that it means something to that person that's looking at that piece of art.
And they get to decide what it means.
Oh, absolutely. I never have liner notes. I never have serious... I may have a poem or something, but I usually leave it up to the listener to decide what the album meant to them. That's what it's all about.
I think so. I'm real excited. I can't wait to hear Small Town Heroes from Valerie Smith and Liberty Pike. I'm really excited.
I hope you like it.
And I'm glad that I'm getting an advanced copy so I can listen to it. And I'm so glad we had a chance to finally meet. And we've crossed paths, but I've never got to sit and talk to you before.
Well, I'm glad that I've got to sit and talk to you.
Well, thank you so much. Well, listen, did I ask you where they can find this? I know it's getting like brand new, but where are we going to find it?
I have a shop in ValerieSmith.net.
Okay.
But they can always go to Amazon or iTunes or CD Baby, or all of those.
None of us can hide anymore. They can find you everywhere.
I can be found.
I bet if they just typed in your name, they would find
it. They'll probably find it.
Gosh, Valerie, thanks so much for dropping
by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.